T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, 6:30. Steve McIntosh. Light rain and 32 degrees. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is making a new push for a statewide mask mandate.
She met with legislative leaders late Tuesday afternoon in Topeka. She tells KSN News it's in the state's best interest to make an effort to educate people about face masks.
We are experiencing a huge number of outbreaks, more so in our rural communities now than before. We have got to do something.
Kelly says she's hopeful they can avoid calling a special legislative session on the issue. 90 of the state's 105 counties opted out of her first mask mandate. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The city of Wichita plans to raise water and sewer rates in 2021.
Public Works officials will return to the council on November 17th to present their recommended rate increases for next year, expected to be around 5%. For a residential customer that uses around 7,500 gallons of water a month, they would see a $3.66 increase in their bill. The council also heard a report on diversity, inclusion, and civil rights. The project could lead to forming a board within the city. Finally, during the 4th of July holiday, the city wrote 75 citations for fireworks violations, each costing $250 plus court costs. Wichita Fire Chief Tammy Snow says complaints are down since 2018, when the new ordinance and added enforcement went into effect. Roddy Price, KNSS News.
A Kansas man will face a capital murder charge in the death of his two sons, whose bodies were found in their Leavenworth home Saturday. 40-year-old Donnie Ray Jackson Jr. also was charged Tuesday with two alternative counts of first-degree murder. Investigators allege Jackson killed 14-year-old Logan Jackson and 12-year-old Austin Jackson and then took their younger sisters from the home. He was stopped and arrested Saturday night in Oklahoma, and the girls were found safe. Jackson remains in Oklahoma waiting extradition proceedings. City leaders across the nation are preparing for the aftermath of the election.
City leaders preparing for the possible aftermath of November 3rd. In the nation's capital, some businesses boarding up storefronts on Monday. Some others remain covered from protests throughout the summer. In California, the Beverly Hills Police Department urging retailers on Rodeo Drive to protect their windows before election night. Out of precaution, the luxury row will close to cars and pedestrians on Tuesday and Wednesday. In Portland, the mayor working with businesses to plan ahead, tweeting, "The city of Portland is preparing to protect voting and public safety on and around Election Day." The Texas Guard sending troops to Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio. New York City deploying extra security to 88 early voting centers.
Fox's Alex Hogan reporting. A Georgia man who's gone missing is being sought by the FBI, but not because he might be a victim.
The FBI in Atlanta is looking for a 37-year-old missing man who they say is actually a criminal. Christopher W. Burns worked as a financial advisor, but the feds now say they have a warrant to arrest him. Burns was last seen in late September, leaving his Atlanta home when he was supposed to turn over business documents to the Securities and Exchange Commission, all having to do with finance firms he ran under the name Investis. The FBI says he defrauded clients of hundreds of thousands of dollars. His car was found abandoned in the Atlanta suburb of Dunwoody. Cashier checks worth nearly $80,000 were found inside. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. This wintry weather pattern just hangs on with more freezing drizzle leading to slick spots on the road in south-central Kansas. We will see a transition to rain as temperatures climb in the low 40s this afternoon. Occasional rain, heavy at times tonight, even a few thunderstorms. Breezy with a low 37. Rain early Thursday and 49. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now light rain, 32 degrees. Wind is calm. 6:34 now, Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS on this Wednesday morning, October 28th, 2020. Ted Woodward back in with us this morning for COVID comeback day three. Doing all right, Ted?
Yeah, doing great.
Okay.
How about that? Calm conditions out there right now.
You know, I was out a little bit. Shelly and I went out a little bit. We had to go to Target or someplace yesterday afternoon, and I commented to her what I always say. You know, it's not bad out here since the wind's not blowing.
Exactly.
You know, the wind blows in Kansas, and it's, you know, 50 degrees. It feels like it's 30. Chad, what do you got?
Well, I was just going to say, I actually, you know, you saw me yesterday when we got done with here.
Yeah, you went for a walk.
I went out for my walk around the pond. It was a little more treacherous than usual because that entire path was ice covered. But
right.
I managed to do it without falling. So,
well, and I had to chop for about 10 minutes to get the windshield cleared on my car yesterday after we got off work, because for the morning it left about, what, an eighth of an inch of ice on everything.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
That was the thing that I haven't been consistent with my running as I had several years ago. When days like that I would go or try to go, but when you're jogging or walking and it's that slick, there's a good chance you're going to fall down and bust something. So,
yeah, we don't need that.
You got to be careful. Hmm. On this date in 1886, the Statue of Liberty, a gift from the people of France, was dedicated in New York Harbor by President Grover Cleveland. I have not been there. Ted, have you been to the Statue of Liberty?
Yes, I have.
My wife has been there, but I have not, and I hope to make that. It's on my list.
It's pretty stirring.
Well, you got to see it. I mean, it's part of America, and you know, over the years we've had our disagreements with France, but in the early days we had a lot that we were doing with each other, especially in the American Revolution and so forth. That we were on pretty friendly terms, so we thank them for the Statue of Liberty. Of course, every time I think of the statue, I think of the movie Saboteur, the Alfred Hitchcock movie, where the saboteur, the guy is up on the, he's hanging off the top of the statue, and finally falls off. Is he out on the torch, or is he up at, yeah, is that where he is?
Up at the top, yeah.
At the top, yeah. Mm. Interesting. If you've never seen that movie, I encourage you, you tune it in.
It's good stuff.
A man is facing charges for alleged, here's our low blow for today. The lowest guy you can get for today, okay? A man facing charges for allegedly stealing a cell phone from a collapsed jogger.
Oh, boy.
Who was dying on a St. Louis sidewalk.
Oh, no.
Authorities say 35-year-old Brian Davenport was arrested Monday and is charged with felony stealing. Police say the 64-year-old jogger collapsed in the city's Soulard neighborhood. Davenport was arrested after surveillance video showed a man getting out of a van, taking the phone, and leaving the woman on the sidewalk. And the woman later died at a hospital. Her name has not been released. But, you know, just when you think human behavior can't get any worse, you run into a guy like, what was his name? Davenport.
Awful.
Brian Davenport. That is awful. You don't even, you know, the cell phone's more important than a human life. But in this day and age, it is surprising, but not all that surprising, maybe. Okay, early voting underway, 5 days to Election Day. Ted, I've already done my mail-in ballot. Are you going to be able to vote or not?
Well, I hope
sick.
So.
Yeah.
I'll figure out a way.
Yeah, you'll probably be in good enough shape by next week, we hope, to maybe get out and do that. We'll find out, huh? But I know you probably know who you're going to vote for already. Most of us do, so.
Well, yeah. I mean, at this point, what's going to change my mind in the next 6 days?
It's like more than 60 million. Yeah, more than 60 million people have already voted.
Yeah, that's true.
That means they've made up their minds, I guess, and they're probably not going to change it. All right, guys, 6:38 now, Stephen Ted in the morning. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Stephen Ted. There has been no cash cattle trade in our feed yards as of yet this week. Tuesday, the live cattle and the feeder cattle futures all made new highs for the week and closed positive. There was some triple-digit gains in the feeder cattle and some of the live cattle contracts also, but they did come well off their early session highs. Now, Thursday is October feeder expiration, and Friday, the October live cattle expire. Lean hogs traded mixed and closed positive yesterday. On the close, December live cattle, 65 cents higher, 104.05. JN feeders, $1.65 higher, 128.42. And December hogs were 10 cents lower at 67.65. Now, news-wise, Tuesday was a quiet session for the grain markets. Soybeans and soybean meal made new contract highs, and the corn made new highs for the move. And despite that, the wheat, corn, and soybean complex all closed negative yesterday. Overnight, we've seen follow-through selling. It's mostly profit-taking as it's weighing on our grain, financial, metal, and energy markets as we approach the end of the month and next week's elections. At the moment, we're looking at December Casey wheat, 10 and 3/4 cents lower at 538 and a half. December corn down 8 cents at 408. January soybeans, 15 and a quarter cents lower at 1061 and a quarter. December crude oil, $1.93 lower at 37.64. December gold down 18 and a half dollars at 1893.50. December S&P down 50 points at 3,333. December dollar index, 48 cents higher at 93.41. And December Dow Jones futures, 491 points lower at 26,874. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, what's the moisture situation there in Augusta in Butler County? I mean, has it been raining during the night at all, do you think?
I think we might have had some little sprinkles, and that's about it. But it sounds like by this afternoon, we're going to see some rain come in.
It looks like it's a real good chance. I mean, 80 to 100% chance, according to the National Weather Service on their forecast. So, yeah, we're going to get some rain, and it's much needed. And as long as we don't keep sliding into each other, I guess we'll be all right, huh?
Yes, and we don't want to see a repeat here in Augusta of what we saw in 1998 when we had the Halloween flood.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There was that flooded several rivers, and I believe Cowskin Creek out west here in Wichita.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The Halloween of 98, you remember that, huh?
Very, very well.
Okay. Well, you know, I know you're aware of some of the news here in Wichita regarding three public officials who are apparently involved in some fairly nebulous activity. They're kind of bringing down the image, if you can, bringing down the image of elected officials. And I know that you have served on the city council in Augusta. You've actually served as mayor of Augusta.
I never was mayor, but I'm still on the city council.
I beg your pardon. I thought you were. But I know that even, and that's not, you know, that's a local level as you can get. But I know you probably took that very seriously about how you behaved and your ethics in doing that.
Oh, you get that exactly right, because it's a very great privilege to be able to serve people. You've got their trust and your honor being at stake. And if you don't do right, you deserve to get your little butt kicked out.
Well, right. And that's the way you were brought up. And I know that just from being around you. I know that's the kind of guy you are. But some of these people apparently are giving the whole thing a kind of a bad name. And it's kind of sad because I know there are a lot of gifted people out there and sharp people who might want to be in politics, and they look at this kind of stuff and say, maybe not, you know?
You know, that is one thing that does bother me. It does discourage a lot of good people from getting involved. I mean, from smear campaigns to the dirty politics of campaigning out there, it is exactly one of those things that people look and say, why do I want to go through that?
Yeah, I'd like to see a campaign commercial that's not distorted at all. I don't think it's going to happen.
Exactly. And there's going to be so much money involved in the campaigning now, too, that it's ridiculous. You know, even your local state-level campaigns have money coming in from all over the world.
Well, if I'm not too nosy, how much money did it cost you to be elected to the city council in Augusta there?
It was in the low digits.
Not much.
Matter of fact, very, very low digits. And it's also amazing that you will spend more money to get elected than what it pays.
Well, some people would do that, I guess.
Yes, they do.
All right. Thank you, Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities this morning, 6:43, Steve and Ted. Keep it here. We've got, who we got coming up? Oh, good, what's his name? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, on the way. Retirement Financial Checkup. Don's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.